Salmonella is not confined to chicken anymore. It's in salt, pepper, even cinnamon sticks. A new FDA study found salmonella contamination in a raft of imported foods, especially spices. Some shipments of oregano, basil, black pepper, and coriander had the highest salmonella levels of the tested products. So, big question, should we stop using dried spices? And here to tell us a little bit more about the problem is FDA spokeswoman Shelley Burgess. Hi, Shelley.
Hello, Marcy. How are you?
I'm good. Where did the tainted spices originate?
Well, spices, can become contaminated with salmonella at many points in the spice supply chain, such as growing, drying, processing, handling, or even in food preparation.
At what particular countries?
Well, most spices are imported from India, but they could come from anywhere.
But where were the spices that were found to be tainted? From everywhere, or were they from particular places? My understanding is that there were particular countries that had more problems than others.
Well, we know that we are concerned about some of the spices in India. I can give you that as an example, but the safety of spices is important to FDA, and across the board, they present a number of challenges due to the diversity of the industry.
Is this a problem with domestically produced spices as well?
Well, again, we can't really say that. We're looking at spices more closely, and we're actually near completion of a spice risk profile, which will actually show us the current state of knowledge about spices contaminated with pathogens and the effectiveness of current and potential new interventions to reduce or prevent illness from contaminated spices.
Is there a way to neutralize the impact of salmonella in particular if it's on pepper?
I can't really speak to that, but if consumers are concerned about the safety of the spices they're using in the home, they should add spices during cooking rather than adding them at the table.
So cooking will actually kill salmonella on a spice. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Is there a way for a consumer to know if their spices are contaminated?
Well, that's one of the things that we're looking at. Spices are not risk-free, and this is why we're looking at ways to reduce contamination associated with spices.
So is the FDA telling people not to use dried spices right now?
We're telling people that they should practice good basic food handling practices, cook, chill, clean, separate. And if they're concerned, they should add spices during the cooking process rather than adding them at the table.
Okay, Shelley Burgess, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Shelley Burgess, a spokeswoman for the FDA. A recent agency study sampled more than 20,000 imported food shipments, and they found salmonella bacteria in about 7% of the spices they tested, mostly from Mexico and India.